When you went into the cities, train stations, markets and alleyways, you found lots of dead bodies.
At times when it feels like we're inside a doomsday cult.
Father and son were the life keepers. I do not know the exact number, but countless people died. Countless.
The darkness of North Korea.
To speak to life and death inside the regime's concentration camp.
No, we don't bury them. We leave the dead bodies in a warehouse till April. We bury them in April. When we go to bury them, they're already rotten and totally decomposed.
The fact is, say the camps are getting bigger.
The nuclear program is his survival strategy. We were required to believe this. If he says he will and invites inspectors to watch him destroy his facilities, he'll be lying.
It is a denial repeated again and again by
a landscape bleak beyond words, and a regime apparently marching towards Armageddon, threatening thermonuclear war against the
United States. Because he is a dictator.
It's the most dangerous place on Earth.
You don't understand the North Korean ideology, the religious nature of this. He is a kind of god. He lives eternally. He lives eternally.
May see a thermonuclear war. I'm sure it's not the North Koreans' plan to unleash that kind of a thing. But it might come to that as a result of a disastrous miscalculation.
He's armed with nuclear powers. The most dangerous man.